Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking
with? Good afternoon.
Yes.
With Ignacio? Ignacio, my last name, Ignacio Medina?
Okay. And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in April of 2021.
2021.
Well, April 15th, I remember the day. So.
April 15th?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell, a T cell?
A B cell?
Was it the diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Just lymph nodes.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
It was at home, around my house.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, thank God.
Right. And can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
Yes, it was in 36. Let me see, just because I recently moved. It's 8639 Madison Avenue, Southgate, California, 90280.
Okay, thank you. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'm 42.
42 when you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
For about 10 years.
Oh, wow. Would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
Smartphone. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. HIV, AIDS, organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis
No.
B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. Arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
All right. And then I have your first name spelled I-G-N-A-C-I-O.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name, is it M-E-D-I-N-A?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm also a junior, so I use junior. It's Ignacio Junior Medina. I don't know if it goes after Medina or after Ignacio, but yeah.
Okay. Junior. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
It's March 26, 1979.
Thank you. And then what is the last four digits of your social?
41. Damn. I'm drawing a blank here. 45941. Can we double back to that? I don't know
yes.
why I'm 45. Give me a second.
Okay.
41. Damn. I can't believe I don't remember. We'll come back to it, please.
Yeah, we can do
I'm
that.
I'm drawing a blank. I have to pull out my card. Oh, 4122.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God.
And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Well, I seen it on TV, and then I Googled the lawsuit thing on TV, and then I was checking every box.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called, and then, you know, I called that number. I got more information, and now I'm speaking to you.
Okay, so you found out the connection. Was it this year?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'3", 245.
Thank you. And then is this your main cell phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Perfect. Can I get your email?
It's Ignacio.Medina. And then it's a long, it's Unlock the Arts, UNLOCKTHEARTS.org.
All right. And how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup?
Once or twice a month.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. Yes.
And what year did you first start spraying Roundup?
In 2010.
And when did you stop?
In 2020.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. No. Okay.
And what states were you spraying the Roundup in?
In California.
It was only California?
Yes.
Okay. So how many exposures do you think you've had to Roundup in your lifetime? How many times do you think you sprayed it? Just an estimate.
Wow. I can say at least 100 times.
100. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it concentrate or premix?
Yes, it was concentrate.
And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
At the Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Right. How many years have you smoked for?
Ooh, I was young. I was maybe as a teenager up to like the age of 25.
Okay, so 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, you could say 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
And are you currently employed?
I'm a private contractor, a freelance designer. I always go back and forth with the question because everybody's like, what's your employer's name? I'm like, well, I don't know, but when I receive the email, I'll find out.
Oh, okay, so you don't know your employer's name?
Well, I mean, because every time, you know, we finish something, you're pretty much fired, right? You're, like, unemployed. So then, yeah, so I'm just a freelance designer.
Okay. Freelance. Do you have an employer address I can put down, or?
Well, no. As a private contractor, I'm my own employer.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes. Yes, I did.
How long would you say, or how much time did you miss?
Well, I left that employment I had at the time in the studio in April of 2021. So you can say about a year and a half. I didn't get back to work till 2022. Because then COVID was around. So, you know, that time was tricky.
Right. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
All right. And do you have medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And can I get the name of your treating facility?
Yes. It was a Harvard-UCLA Medical Center in the county of Los Angeles, California.
Is it the one on 266 South Harvard Boulevard?
No, I believe it's on Carson Street.
Carson.
In Torrance?
Oh, okay, the 1000 West Carson Street?
Yes, yes, yeah, that one.
All right. And do you remember your physician's name?
Yeah, my doctor is Susan Park.
Susan Park. Okay. And when were you first treated for the non-Hodgkin's?
Well, after I got diagnosed in April of 21, after that, I started my treatment in April. Well, a few days after April 20th of 21, I started my chemo. And I went 3 cycles. So I did April, May, and June.
June, okay. Right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, as a whole, I can say it definitely slowed me down, but now it's a positive slowdown. I mean, I can say that I know the value and the worth of living now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it slowed down as a, you know, I don't find, I look for the value.
Right.
Of what, and yeah, I mean, I got divorced after, you know, I was, after I was on remission and I felt better. I definitely made a lot of changes in my life. And
right.
Yeah, I just, I feel that now, what I've been divorced for 16 months maybe, and now I love life. I think that I'm finally, how it's impacted my life is that I'm finally, like, I'm courting myself, and I'm finding the best of myself, and I think it was a blessing.
Right. Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. At least that you're doing better.
Yeah, no, it's something. I kept it to myself a lot, so.
Right.
You know, as a man, you don't want to show weakness, but it turns out that your vulnerability is your strongest card as a man. So, you know, once I embraced that, I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I can make choices. And it's great. My ex-wife, we're good friends. I mean, from far, but we're friends. But, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
So as far as the treatment that you received, was it just chemo? Was it radiation?
Yeah, it was just chemo. I did well after the chemo, and yeah, that was it.
Okay. And I know you said you just recently moved, so what is your current address?
My current address is 708 Berger Avenue. Los Angeles, California, 900. I've lived there so long. I thought it was going to be the Southgate one. 90022. Yeah. I would always say I was like one digit away from Beverly Hills, 90210. But it's 90280.
It was 708. Was it South Berger Avenue?
No. It's where is it? Let me see. No, it's just 708 Berger Avenue. Seven oh eight and a half. If you want to be specific.
Okay. 708 Berger Avenue, Los Angeles, 90022.
Yes. It's 708 and a half Berger Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90022.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, let's put down 323-707-4031.
And does this person live with you?
No. Her name is Sandra Villanueva.
Can you spell her last name for me?
A V as in villain. No pun intended. I L L A N U E V A Villanueva.
Okay. And what is your relationship to her?
Friends.
Right. And have you used DocuSign before?
No. How is that?
I'm going to send you a text link and an email link. It'll be for DocuSign. You can open it up and then I can walk you through that.
Okay. Do I need my computer or I could do it on my phone?
No, you could do it on your phone.
Okay.
And for your email, it was your first name dot last name and then unlockthearts.org?
Yes, it's at unlockthearts.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you should have just received the text message or email.
Yes, I just received it. So I could open either one, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. Strangers, yes. Continue?
Yes.
Okay. So it's open. It says, my son are free or something like that?
Yes.
Keep trying. Where do I send it? Oh, okay, okay. It says, I have to agree down here. Okay, so just, I put start?
Yeah, you
or
could press.
Scroll down?
No, you could press start, okay. And that should take you to the first signature box.
Okay. And so, okay, I signed the first one. Now the second one?
Yeah, then it should say adopt and sign.
Yes, I already pressed it. That's there. Now go to the next little box again.
Yes. Yeah, you'll see.
Just initials, right?
Yeah.
Okay, adopt signature, and now, okay, and then right here, and finish?
Yes.
Okay, it's done.
All right. And then I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you had any questions at all throughout this.
Okay. And your name again?
Maysoon.
Okay. You have to spell that for me.
I'll add it to my text message.
It's fine. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. And did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No. Well, I don't. So what happens now?
So now you just have to wait until the attorneys reach out to you to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
But if you haven't heard from them in a few days, let me know and I could transfer you over to them myself.
Okay. Okay. So how many days, like from here to Friday or Thursday or?
I would say till Friday, just to be sure.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Of course. And then if anything else, if you have any other questions at all, I just sent you a text from my number. You can reach back out to me, okay?
Okay, sure. Oh, I just received it. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.